Insight, a media platform produced by the National Film Board of Canada. These podcasts are independently created by people like you. Go to citizen.nfb.ca to contribute.
Welcome to episode 82 of the Citizen Shift podcast. No construction without consultation. I'm Tim McSorley. As the world swirls through the current economic crisis, large-scale infrastructure projects, building bridges, roads, and public transit, have emerged as a proposed solution to stimulate the economy and create jobs. In his 2009 budget speech, Canadian Finance Minister Jim Flaherty announced that the Canadian government was launching one of the largest building projects in Canada's history. $12 billion were earmarked for a broad range of infrastructure projects, with a goal, as Flaherty put it, of creating jobs for Canadians now while providing the infrastructure Canada needs to grow in the years to come. But while many may be anxious to move ahead with such projects, Adam Bema brings us a cautionary tale from Montreal of construction without consultation and the growing frustrations of residents in the city's southwest.
The Turcotte Interchange is a 1960s-era system of elevated highways that connect in the west end of Montreal. Government plans to revamp and update this 40-year-old structure are underway in what is officially being called the Turcotte Project, a massive $1.5 billion construction proposal that will likely take many years to complete. But in a small southwest Montreal neighborhood called Tannery Village, which is located alongside the existing interchange, a citizens' movement is redefining the role of community involvement. Jody Negley is a local resident who lives within 100 meters from the highway and organizes regular citizens' committee meetings to discuss their opposition to this project.
We live in the community that will be affected by the new highway. They plan to build a new on-ramp and a highway on embankments pretty much alongside the current highway. And there are a lot of homes and big buildings that are in the path of this new structure. So I would be living right across the street, basically, from the new highway and from probably what will be the most major construction site in Canada that would last something like 7 to 10 years. We're all part of the Citizens Committee, and we've also joined the Mobilization Turcotte, or Turcotte Mobilization, which is a coalition of different community groups and citizens and agencies that are all trying to understand what the impact, the full impact of this highway reconstruction project entails.
The Tannery Village is situated on the western edge of St. Henry, a traditionally working-class area of Montreal that is almost completely surrounded by the Turcotte.
This is one very old neighborhood that's quite important historically, in the sense that I think that was the site of former tanneries. There was a river that ran along Saint-Jacques. It's exactly this community that used to be much larger than it is, and that was amputated basically to build the current highway. And so now they're basically going to come back and take another block or so away. This community is kind of squeezed between the highway and the train tracks and between the Falaise Saint-Jacques. It's got a tough environment. There aren't a lot of services. The metro's quite far away. I think that this community has kind of bounced back slowly, and there's a nice community feel to it. We try and take over abandoned spaces and make them into public space, gardens, community gardens. We have barbecues every week in these little spaces, and we try and get people together to kind of care about their neighborhood. It's a shame to forget that there are people who've invested a lot in their community, people who've either been here a long time or who, even if they haven't been here a long time, really do care about the neighborhood.
Committee member and longtime resident Fred Jones sees this future reconstruction as a serious mistake by the province of Quebec, because it hasn't yet taken into account the consequences it will have on many in this city.
If they change the Turcotte, and if they bring more cars into Montreal through the Turcotte, and if they lower the Turcotte, they're going to have to do something to the rest of the highway, because the rest of the highway is adjusted to a higher Turcotte. So that means they'll have to figure out a way to make the two meet. Secondly, they're going to have to figure out a way to deal with the increase in the number of cars coming in. Both of these things mean that the Turcotte's really just the first stage in a changing in the highway system for the whole of Montreal. We share this analysis with the coalition that's around the Notre Dame Boulevard in East End Montreal. and we share it with other people who are not right close to the Turcotte, but are close to other parts of the highway. For example, Pointe-Saint-Charles and Action-Gardien. And Action-Gardien has all of the citizens' groups in Pointe-Saint-Charles, and they're also part of the coalition to deal with Turcotte because they realize that whatever happens here will also happen and affect them. It's part of dealing with the whole of the city to bring people to downtown Montreal.
Environmental issues are at the forefront of this fight between community and government, because there are many other citizens living close to the highway system in Montreal with similar grievances. But in Tannery Village, they see it as a life and death situation for the health of their neighborhood.
We're just southeast of the Turcotte interchange, and the on-ramp to the 720 is pretty much overhead. It's just a few meters north of here. So it's a strange area to think you would choose to live. But the truth of it is that lots of people live near high traffic roads, whether it's the Metropolitan, the Tacari, or the 720. The communities were here before the highways, and the rents are cheaper. That's one other big concern, is that all the people who will be expropriated, we estimated to be about 400 people, will have a really hard time finding housing that is at the same level. A lot of the people will never be able to find something that they can afford. And there's a shortage of affordable housing in the city, as we know. So it's a real predicament. The longer that you're here, the lower your rent. So you're technically going to get less compensation. And the people who aren't expropriated, but who live just across the street from the zone that would be, get nothing. And yet they're the ones who would have to endure 7-8 years of, you know, major construction zone, and whose children will be growing up in an area where they can't play outside.
Currently residing in the row of houses that will soon be turned into a construction zone is Mireille Gagnon, a mother and concerned resident who's reluctant to look for a new home for her family.
This place is really special. We don't see some neighbors like that quite often in Montreal. The area was just starting to get alive again from the last construction 40 years ago. We have all our kids playing in the street. We all help each other. All the neighbors know each other. So it's almost, it's a family that is going to be broken. I don't know where I'm going to be. I won't know my neighbors. Will I be in a safe place? We'll have to think about the new school for my daughter, the daycare. We have all these things to think about when we were sure we were at the right place. So right now, we're still kind of worried all the time because we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's waiting for us.
Gagnon and her 2-year-old daughter will definitely miss the friendly atmosphere of Tannery Village. And now she worries that Montreal's housing market has become too expensive for her family's modest income.
We have a real community. We know all of our neighbors. We can ask them for some favors. We can count on them. It's a kind of security for all of us. It's really an amazing street for kids. There are some activities, and we love the place. We're going to have to pack our belongings and find an apartment, and we're sure we won't be able to find something in Saint-Henri. Right now, there's only 0.1% of vacant apartments that are 5.5 and more. And some of the landlords, they have already increased in the amount of over $1,000 per month. Who can afford that? So do we have to go and be evicted for NDG, some other places, to Verdun or Hochelaga-Maisonneuve? We have nowhere else to go.
Area resident Derek Robertson has been working as a construction project manager for the last 27 years and has seen many large-scale work sites in this city. But with the Turcotte project, he's skeptical of a process that would expropriate people's homes to make way for more cars.
The government started last year discussing this project. It was going to be a $1 billion project, rebuilding the Turcotte interchange, that was going to take 5 years. We are now discussing a $1.5 billion project, which is going to take somewhere between 6 to 7 years. My feeling and experience is this will be a project of well over $2 billion, and it will take probably close to 8 years from the time they start knocking homes down till they're doing the final landscaping. Easily 8 years. And that is too long a time to live within the perimeters of a job site. And this job site will last 8 kilometers long. There's people living on both sides of the highway. Here, down here, we are St. Henry. The other side of this highway is Westmount. There is NDG. There is Villemard and Verdun and LaSalle. These people are all affected, as we are in the down here in St. Henry and Pointe-Saint-Charles and Petit-Bourgogne. We're all affected here in the southwest.
With frustration and anger setting into the community, the opposition to this project grows daily. For Gagnon, who gets most of her information about the Turcotte from Montreal newspapers, just getting a response from the provincial government regarding the status of her home is all she can hope for.
We have not been informed by the government, but only by other local citizens that heard about the project. We don't know exactly what is the time frame we have to move. The compensations that are offered are a real joke. Everyone right now is trying to figure out what is the exact project, and if at least we have to be evicted, we want to have something which is worth it. We want to think also about everyone that will remain on the south side of the street. They will be living in the construction for over 10 years, plus all the dust, which is already incredibly high. All these aspects are kind of scary. So everyone right now is looking for little news. The amount of citizens that are going to the information meetings keep on increasing. So I think, yeah, everyone in the street is, and they're all, their friends and their family are all inquiring about updates, and everyone is affected.
780 Saint Remy is a building which houses many local artists who are attracted to Southwest Montreal for its cheap rent and urban landscape. This particular building will be the first to go because of its location right next to the highway. Karen Vanderborg, a Belgian-born filmmaker, lives at 780 Saint Remy and expresses her discontent for a new Turcotte.
They actually are going to build two parallel highways so that the circulation of cars don't have to slow down or be stopped. So yes, they take up again more space because of that. And then again, they will be left with another bigger hole than before. And yes, this building is really on where the new one will come, because as you can see, the old one is really next to the building. In a way, our apartment shouldn't be destroyed, so it's just stupid. That you have to move for more cars. You know? And that everything, everywhere in the world, in all these conferences, they're all saying you have to reduce the amount of cars and you have to reduce the circulation. It's just a pity.
Urban planner and City Hall politician Richard Bergeron believes that in order to leave this car culture behind and build a sustainable future, there must be a noticeable change at all levels of government. And Bergeron mentions that the only way this can be achieved is by pressure from citizens and community groups like those in Tannery Village.
This new spirit is emerging everywhere in the whole Canadian society, in the whole Quebec society, in the whole North American society. These ideas are spread all around the world. And we saw with the huge economic crisis, we have to define something very new for the future. We have to destroy the actual structure. There's no discussion on that. But what should we build after, for the next 50 years? Not for the dream of the middle of the last century. This dream is over. We have to create a new society, the society for the year 2020, 2030, and so on.
Construction on the Turcotte interchange is slated to start sometime in the near future. However, this could be pushed back time and time again, with many different reasons given. But with this project's looming possibility, residents of Tannery Village will be ready to fight with everything they've got to make the government rethink this whole process of building new highways. The one thing that's for sure is it will be fascinating to see what the outcome will be in this 21st century battle of community versus car.
That was Adam Bema in Montreal. You're listening to episode 82 of the Citizenship Podcast, No Construction Without Consultation. If you have any comments, questions, or stories about urban development and consultation of your own, share them with us in the comments section of our podcast page. Go to citizen.nfb.ca/podcast. For a deeper look at urban construction issues across Canada, make sure to check out our dossier on the subject, Urban Renewal, Human Neglect. You can find it in the dossier section of our site at citizen.nfb.ca/dossiers. For more information on Turcotte mobilization, visit mobilization-turcotte.info. If you'd like to contact us for any reason, either with suggestions or with proposals for future podcast episodes, send us an email at citizen@nfb.ca. I'm Tim McSorley, and this has been episode 82 of the Citizenship Podcast. Thanks for listening.